The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 189. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin.
Hey.
Live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. I want to get to crack, but I just want to read these couple of these. Mike D. I'm Mike D, and I guess respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. He said, do you think you need to wait until after the week two games to see who traveled better, quote unquote? You know, if San Francisco or LA fails to show up in week two, we'll be blamed on the travel from week one. Just a thought. Mike, I actually made this comment myself, which is I do think the Niners will be more affected when they come back. Now, they play the Dolphins, right? So it's not about winning or losing, but perhaps the spread is an issue. Mm-hmm. I actually do think that's a thing. I think their approach will affect them more when they come back.
But it's going to be interesting. You get Dolphins, and then the Rams get the Giants.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like two strong teams, but could spread come into play for sure?
We're getting sucked into more travel talk. And Kadarsi Bourne, 65, says, I should have added the first line of Atikva to take the number one tweet of the day title away. Ha! Happy New Year, Gil. You too, Todd. And Montreal Max, this Melbourne start threw me off tonight as 8:30 p.m. Eastern is 10:30 a.m. in Melbourne. But in January for a tennis, it always starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 11 a.m. in Melbourne. So 2 extra hours shorter now for the difference. But most importantly, now it's time for Unscripted. Exactly. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go. Oh, yeah. In studio, though, Kelly on desk with me because
that's right.
Because Bill is somewhere on the East Coast, I believe. What's up, Bill?
Hey, yeah. Imagine you have to leave the quote-unquote sports betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, to go bet sports for opening weekend, and that's exactly what I had to do. Once the Westgate closed, I said, you know, Westgate is not allowing bets from there. Now it's a Caesars brand. So they took away a big out for me for my NFL props. I said, let me go take some, do some traveling and see what I can get on these Wednesday, Thursday night games. And in general, just to see. And I have been pleasantly surprised. I thought I was going to be doing this and at some time throughout the season. But as you could see from my pile of tickets here, They're taking some props over here on some bets, and I've been all around. Matter of fact, I just I named some casinos here. I'm going to give you guys some of the names though. Wind Creek, Valley Forge, Parks, Rivers, Hollywood, Mount Airy, Mohegan Sun, Resorts World, all within a couple hour drive of each other, and just wanted to see how much money I can get down on some of these NFL player props, and I've been pleasantly surprised so far. I love it up here, by the way. It's God's country. I'm up in the Poconos right now. I'm going to be going to a great spot for dinner, and then I'm actually catching a flight right back. But there's a place called The Refinery up here in Pittston. It's supposed to be great. But anyway, yeah, so I was really surprised so far. It's only week one. Who knows? Even if you lose, you go back week two, and they could say, hey, we can't give you that on props no more. So we'll see what that's like. It's like, you ever see the movie My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin? You guys see that?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Mm-hmm. When he's in the witness protection program. Up here, it's like God's country. Everyone's so friendly, so nice. It's a different part of the country that I absolutely love. It's porch swings and there's American flags everywhere. People are friendly. People are nice. My buddy's neighbor who I'm staying at his house, his neighbors were on a porch swing last night. The two little girls waving, just a simple wave. And they waved to my friend who was in the car in front of me. We took separate cars. We went to different casinos and we met for dinner and the girls waved and I didn't know what to do. Imagine I am so part of this culture now of be careful who you wave to, you know, they're innocent children and innocent fans. Like, what is wrong with me? I even called my wife and said, do you believe?
You know what, though?
I'm over it.
I always say that, and I love San Francisco, right? But I always said this about San Francisco. No one talks to each other in the elevator. Mm. No one says hi on the street, right? No, none of that. And if you go to New York, what I am quickly reminded of in New York, which I love, not everybody loves this, But if you, I remember the first thing I was like, oh, I'm going to wait for this order that I just had here, carry out. And I'm just standing there. And of course, like two people at the bar who don't know you from anything are like, hey, you go to, because I had something on my t-shirt. They're like, you go to that tennis tournament, and it's just full conversation. That will never happen in San Francisco, right? So it is, there is cultural differences that are really stark for sure around this great nation.
Well, you can keep San Fran. How's that sound? I'll stick to New York.
Wow.
But I'm not in New York. Sorry, Gil. I'm not saying it to you in general. I'm more saying to the people that aren't conversing in the bar over your shirt. I'm being funny. Or my attempt at being funny. But no, even my dad grew up on the Ohio River, and that little town he grew up with, you know, everyone passes by in the cars and they all wave and say hi. And it's so different to where lots of places like San Francisco, even Las Vegas, it's just different. You know, you don't really know your neighbors and stuff. And I'm not saying which way is right or wrong, but I'm an old school throwback guy. I love the old school towns. Like I'm into breakfast this morning. I did a video. I didn't put it up yet. Breakfast this morning. Are you kidding me? For two people, it was $28. I was like, this is impossible. Yeah. Like it's $8 for, it's $8 for an omelet. Like that doesn't happen. In Vegas, it's double that. Something happened in the last 5 years that omelets are $20 in Vegas. Really,
wait a minute, crazy. Serious question, then, Bill. Serious question. So, if you love that part of the country for all the reasons you're stating, and you were just telling us you can get so much more money down, I think you were telling us off air, combined, like you'd have to go to like multiple books in Vegas to equate, to come close to equating with what you're getting down over there. Do you ever think to yourself, why am I in Vegas? Should I move over there? Do you ever think that to yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, Gil. I am going to be out of the area there for half the year. So, it's something that definitely. I actually was buying a house down an area that doesn't even have gambling, a state that doesn't have gambling, for my wife and her family. But it's worth it to be up here for football season, even though I'm probably not going to be, but it's worth it for me, I think, as long as they get the limits that I've been getting at all these combined places. I did a lot of work the last couple of days. If I can get that every single weekend, it's worth it for me taking a flight here just for and getting back for, you know, I have some weekend commitments in Vegas, of course. But it's interesting because of what has happened in Las Vegas. You can't get that. Now, listen, for the average person that's betting $50, $100, absolutely no problem. Enjoy Vegas. I have places that take props right there. Circa. They're great to me. They're fantastic. They take good limits on props. I have a couple other spots that'll take some props, but those other spots, I could be here for them. I could be here for the BetMGMs and stuff. So, it's a very, very good question that I didn't ask myself until last night, because I didn't know what I was going to be able to get down some of these NFL player props, much, much more than I can get down in Nevada. In just two stops here, I got down 1.5 times what I can get in the whole city of Las Vegas.
Would you?
And by the way, I had 5 stops.
Yeah, so. I know you're going to hate me for what I'm about to ask. Would you care to share any of those props, or would you rather not?
You know what? I'm not done yet. I'm going back out after the show today. I'm going to film my podcast, going back out and running back to some of the casinos and listen, like last week, you see Randy give out, was it South Dakota State?
Yes, South Dakota State.
Whoever played Northwestern, South Dakota State. And I told Randy, I said, this is a thankless business. Are you sure I'm going to give these out? Sure enough, we're taking 13.5. And then of course I bet it again, plus 14.5 by game time. And they're winning the whole game until the end of the game, lining up for a field goal to make it a 6-point game. You can guess what happens. A minute left.
Yeah.
They missed the chip shot. They're trying to run the clock out Northwestern and break for 80 yards. And they called Randy every name in the book on a couple different things. You know?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So please, Randy, I he's coming on my podcast today. Randy, you don't feel committed to giving out anything. At all.
It's nice
to give out stuff. It's nice to try to help people.
People going after Randy McKay of all people. Randy's like, hey, you know, sometimes they win. Sometimes
That's the way he talks.
Yeah.
Up here in the country, I said that's the way he talks, because Randy has that real little bit of draw. Nice, calm, real even keeled guy. I've never seen Randy really upset. I've never seen him upset. So up here too, they. the way they talk about, like, my friend has a little bit of an accent here. I said, wow, I never heard you. He says, instead of saying, I'm going to do the wash, I'm going to do the wash. Like, they put an R on their language. It's like Brooklyn. You go to certain parts of Brooklyn, and they don't say toilet right. You know what they say? Turlet with an R, a big R in there.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I was saying that. But that's what Randy, though. Randy, you know, this guy goes ice fishing during the winter, during the week. And then in the weekend, though, he's killing sports books, but he's ice fishing. And I love that.
If I could ask you, what is your total? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but if you had to guess your total mm-hmm. outlay, well, you know, yeah. you get to the wins, losses after the weekend is done. But your total outlay of dollars for week one in the NFL, what's your best guess?
It's a lot. Put it this way. I'll tell you something. I got to be honest here on air. So I said to my buddy, I said, Dave, do you guys have any certain bank around here? And he said, I think we have one, but it's about 17 miles away. Because I didn't even look on the phone. And I said, look on the phone, and there is one. It's about 10 miles away. So I actually was going to the bank to get money. And yeah, you have to order money. If you're ordering more than 10,000, if you're getting more than 10, and if they have the 10, you have to get there in the morning. I was like, what? And I actually found that out for somebody else. But yeah, so
I actually ran out of money yesterday. I love the ones that question you. Like, and you're like, I'm sorry, is this my money or are you my mother? I forgot which. Yeah.
Yeah.
More with crack.
I didn't think it was going to be this good to answer your question, though. And you're right. I had to go get more money, Kim. Correct.
More with crack on the other side. And then Elihu Foistel will join us for some teaser talk. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget about the Sharp Plays, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting info, and alerts directly from the pros. Scan the QR code on your screen for more. Why don't you? Sharpplays.com. Check them out. Tweets, beating the book. Dr. Van Nostrad. Seinfeld reference. Can't wait to hear crack. At least I know he won't say the freaking words. He didn't say freaking. Circadian rhythm out of his mouth. Am I gambling or am I retaking high school biology? next thing will be renamed the contest to Circadia Survivor. Good day, boys. You too, Dr. Van Oster. Good day. Monty Spires. Gil, this is way off subject, but why can't we get any talk on NASCAR? You know what, Monty Spires? I used to do a dedicated NASCAR segment every week. You know, it's for the NASCAR bettors. You know what? If there's enough of a groundswell, we'll have NASCAR on.
We hit the big ones with Phil Bobbitt.
We do. Maybe Phil Bobbitt will join us more often. Rocky B. Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys, Gilly. I totally quoted that verse with you word for word. LOL. Who could forget? And Montreal Max. Good thing Billy didn't wear one of the shirts we both wear a lot, or he would have blended into that love seat he's on with the two stripes. LOL. It's like he's sitting on a referee over there. Let's see. This is Joe's Big Picks. Good morning. Thanks to you and Kelly for making me laugh every day. Listening to your show and walked into my living room and CNBC is on and the CEO of Fanatics is being interviewed and under his name, it's talking about parlays and all he's doing is yelling, go, go, go.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Sure.
Oh, God, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is yelling then. Bobby Geddes. Oops, sorry, Kelly, from distracting you from talking to Elihu. My bad.
That was your bad, Bobby.
he said, my room was next to Elihu at Circa for Bet Bash. He probably wouldn't remember me, but the few times I've talked to him, he's always been super nice and acts like we've been friends for years. Great guy and hides his genius by just being one of the dudes. Can't wait for this teaser segment. Yeah, he's great. And this one, on the day before the 9/11 25-year mark.
That's crazy.
Which I cannot believe. Tony Hernandez says, gentlemen, when Crack mentioned the folks waving flags, it reminded me of when I was in the fire service. After 9/11, it was amazing how people reacted whenever we drove the fire engine through town. Everyone was waving and giving us a thumbs up. With a 9/11 date approaching after 25 years, I felt it was worth mentioning. I was never more proud of my profession. Basically, people are good, and it was demonstrated in the days and weeks after that fateful day. Well said, Tony.
Yep.
And I cannot believe, I cannot believe. It's been 25 years from that day. Bill Krakenberger joining us once again from the East Coast. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Crackman. That's Bill Crackman with a K. Wise Cracks is the name of his podcast as well. Is it Wisecracks? I always get that. Yeah, Wisecracks, of course. The name
of his
podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Which he does live from Circa Resort Casino right behind us here. Yeah. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Billy? Once again, you wanted to say something about Nifty, did you?
Oh, no. I said, did you hear? You know, he's okay now, but he had to get rushed to the hospital.
What?
Because he had to pay for his own meal Tuesday night. He had to pay for his own meal. So, yeah, he's all right. He's all right. I found out. I heard he's okay. But, yeah, no, he's okay. What I was saying up here, so I was talking about this game yesterday. So this game landed on three. If you lose that game, if you didn't bet the money line, of course, New England, but if you lost that game, shame on you. Don't call yourself a gambler, not even a professional gambler. There were threes and three and a halves yesterday. Early in the day, my friend that right downstairs took a three and a half on the game. There was -3, -05, and -10. At worst, you should have pushed this game. So shame on you. He bet Penn National. I think if Penn National's an app here, I think he bet Penn National plus the 3.5. I seen Hard Rock last night. I seen Rivers. There was a couple places with 3.5, but there was 3.5 up until yesterday. It actually went down to 3. So shame on you if you lose that game. But yet, even though my friend took the 3.5, I shouldn't embarrass him. He's right downstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
He bet a parlay because he can't.
Fezzik said the same thing this morning, but it's like, yeah, but the starting quarterback got hurt 5 plays in. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying by a numbers perspective.
The result's the result, though.
The result is the result, right. Yeah. Because the starting quarterback got hurt is kind of, yeah, you're right. The result
We're
is the
result. We're only talking about the result of the game, though.
Yeah.
That's all.
Sure.
Yeah. Just that it landed on 3. That's it.
Yeah.
But I understand it. Yeah, the starting quarterback went down, sure. But A.J. Brown went down, too. I mean, you could talk about so many different things and, but yeah, so he likes Dave Portnoy, so he bet something he heard on Barstool. He said over Drake May. I was like, oh, good job on a 3.5. And he's like, no, I lost. I was like, wait a minute, timeout. You were rooting for the Patriots the whole game. What do you mean you lost? He goes, yeah, Drake May didn't go over. So I was like, you're betting parlays? Like, he knows better, you know. But that's what everyone
People
does, though. I get
parlays.
It, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then I watched something on a site that he was playing. It wasn't Penn National. It was a big, big site. It was DraftKings. I'll just tell you what it was. It was DraftKings. So I watched something on DraftKings, and I just realized how much the public has just no chance. He's playing this bonus thing he had on blackjack, and I watched them playing. You would sell your soul to the devil to be the house for a couple weeks. On DraftKings. I mean, I cannot. Now, do I think the games are legit? Yeah, because it was a live dealer, which I told him, I said, you better off playing the live dealer games than the automated ones if you're playing.
Totally.
So I sat there with him for 45 minutes and watched. I cannot believe people don't do a simple Google search on basic strategy. This was a $10 game, or was it 10? I think it was $10 to, I know for a fact, it was up to 10,000. There are $10 to $10,000 playing live blackjack on the site, and the strategy that was being used by people, half the table were so bad. I'm talking about, like, they didn't know, they're hitting, like, 14 versus the 5, they're hitting. Now, that wasn't one or a one-off or anything. That was multiple people. I said, listen to him. I said, listen to me. Change the game. Go to another live table. I want to see something else. It happened again. 5 people at the table. 3 of them had no clue what they were doing. They're hitting soft 19. I actually videotaped. I wanted to videotape a hand. They're hitting ace 8, soft 19. They're doubling soft 19. I seen such crazy things last night, and it's every night. Like, they have no chance. The public has no chance against the casinos playing these iGaming. I've talked about it for weeks on my own podcast. I'm going to talk about it again after this show. I just felt I couldn't believe. I guess because, like you say, Gil, we're so close to the sun by living in Las Vegas. We know basic strategy blackjack. I would think that it's so easy just to Google basic strategy. I can't believe how bad the players are online. And by the way, these aren't people sitting down with $20. These are people sitting down with $500, $1,000. Don't even know that you have to, you know, 12 versus 2, that's a difficult strategy for a lot of people. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying hands like ace 5 I seen someone stay on. I said, what? What do you mean they stay? That guy stayed on ace five versus five.
These are not people in a casino. Yeah, these are not people in a casino in Vegas. These are online players.
No,
they have no excuse. Yeah.
Online players. Real money. Yeah. Real money.
Yeah, which, Bill, as you know, I mean, they're sitting at a computer, which means, basic strategy cards that you'd have back in the day, whatever. You can Google that and put it up right next to you on the screen. You could be playing on one side and have the card telling you exactly what to do every hand on the other screen.
That's true.
And plus, the main point, though, not even just the players, right? The online casinos, that every little house rule that they can put in their favor goes in their favor instead of what you might find at a live table out here in a casino.
This was a 3-2 blackjack, which was good. 3-2. They're dealing out of a shoe, a live shoe. It's an 8-deck shoe. Let's call it, it's not 2%, but let's call it a 2% game. A 2% blackjack game, people are playing to 5, 6, 8%. That's how bad people were playing on there. And it was across three different tables. I didn't know that goes on. I didn't know the players were that bad on these sites. This is just a way for these. This is why iGaming, I talk about it in New Jersey, made more money in July than the brick and mortar casinos. People are doing it from home where they can't be, shunned or embarrassed or told, different strategy. I don't care if someone doesn't play right as far as not taking a card when they get mad. You can't get mad at your hand because it can help you just as much as it can hurt you. But I'm talking about just for their own good playing. I did not know it was at that level that bad. I can imagine all the sites are getting those people that are just, I'm not trying to make fun of people. I'm just trying to help people. If I use basic strategy, I'll really give you a help. Don't play. Don't even play. There's no edge unless you're, unless you have a bonus or some kind of a, you're sending money in. I'll tell you the same things. I mean, I don't know what area he lives, but you just don't play. Don't play if you're in one of those jurisdictions because it's closet gambling. It's hard to stop once you're down money. You can lose everything easily. So I like to talk about responsible gambling on every platform. And this was just spontaneous. I noticed it last night. I didn't realize how bad the players were. I don't mean to be going off on this, but it's more, just life lessons. Guys, you have to have more than one out. That game landed 13-10. You should not be losing. You should only be winning if you're betting the underdog there. So I seen minus $1.60 money lines. I see minus $1.95 money line. So you should definitely have more if you're serious. Now, when I say serious, $100. If you bet $100 on a game, shame on you if you lost that game on either side. Didn't push it worse.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Bill, we got to run, but we appreciate the time as always. We'll see you here in studio next week.
Yes, sir. Bill, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast, which he does.
I think
Randy McKay is on there every week, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or during football season. At least often. That's right.
At least often.
Elihu Foystel on teasers. You don't want to miss this. Next, on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, our next guest. I personally owe a big debt of gratitude to and really so many that have been betting on sports for so many years do. He was, among other things, first of all, he's an author. His book, Conquering Risk, Attacking Vegas and Wall Street, was one that I had on my shelf many years ago and often consulted. His latest book is called Beyond the Odds, Efficient Market Theory and Tools of Warfare for the Modern Sports Bettor. But more notably for those of us who have bet, he was a moderator at SBR under the name Justin Seven, helped so many people so willingly for so many years, and of course was the ghostwriter for the Simon Noble newsletter at Pinnacle back in the day, which I loved and I just inhaled back in the 90s. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a sports gambling or sports betting Hall of Fame, he should be in it. It's Elihu Foystel. How you doing, Elihu?
Good. You're very generous.
It's all true, man. It's all true. Listen, you're very humble. Let us dive into what you want to talk about, because you reached out. You want to talk about teasers. You were kind enough to come on last year. We talked about push rates. What is it that you want to impart? And I'll just leave it to you. And if you could just sort of speak to us like we're all 2 years old.
Okay. Teasers are one of the easiest ways to make money, even as the prices on them get worse. So the first thing you're going to think about when you're betting a teaser is, how can I get the best price? If you're going to go shopping for gas, you're not going to pick the most expensive place. You're going to look for what is the cheapest place I can buy gas. And buying teasers, betting teasers, is no different than buying gas. So what I did is I showed, if you look on the right side, I show how often you have to win each leg of a teaser to break even. So for example, if you're betting at DraftKings, if you're betting a two-teamer at minus 135, you have to win almost 76%. That's hard. But there are four-teamers at plus 240 are a lot easier to win. That's a lot cheaper, 73.6. There are a lot of retail books, paperheads, where you'll see similar prices, two-teamers at 120, three-teamers at 150. Again, you're at that 73.6 spot. There's a few places that have three-teamers at plus 160. BetWar is a paperhead. I think Bet365 has these also. So if you're able to bet in a Bet365, that is, their three-teamers are the cheapest gas, the cheapest teasers in the world. So this tells you how often you need to win each leg. If you follow the right play selection, you can win above those. You can beat all these teasers, but you're going to make the most money when you get the best prices.
Let me just
basic strategy on teasers has changed over the years because of, you know, last year we talked about how games are more competitive, and because of that, you have a lot more close games. So there, the old school of a long teaser was you'd bet favorites of 8.5 to 7.5 and dogs of 1.5 to 2.5. But now that since the extra point rules have changed, you have a smoother distribution, more competitive games, you can bet, you can tease teams of 9.5 to 7.5 point favorites. And those legs are going to cover about 77.8%. And that's my best guess. It could be higher, it could be lower. But what you'll see is that 77.8 is higher than basically every other teaser price out there. So the other thing to look at are the small dogs. Again, the old Wong teasers, +1.5 to +2.5. Not as good, but still pretty good. And they're going to hit about 76, a little over 76%. Again, all of these are going to, long-term, you're going to win. So if you're betting these, you know, I would probably stick to about 1% of your money on a teaser. So if you have, if you're betting with $1,000, be conservative. Just go $10 on these and win slowly over time. And now can you pull up the other thing? I'm going to actually show you how to use this chart in real life.
Let's do that.
With some plays this week.
All right.
And Elihu, just to recap, all those guys are pulling it up. At the top, that was the dogs teasing up is a slightly worse than the favorites teasing down. Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Interesting.
So using these plays, there's six basic strategy, all, you know, pretty basic. So we like the Jags 8.5 to 2.5. Everyone understands that. Same with Jets, again, crossing the 3 and the 7. Now, what we have new that we didn't have 14 years ago is a 9.5-point favorite. You have the Chargers. You're teasing it from 9.5 to 3.5, and you look like a moron when you do that until you take their money. Now, again, you're going to win a little bit more than half of these teasers, you know, the two-teamers. But, you know, if you can make a great play and look like a chump, that's the best thing in the world to do. Packers, +1.5 to 7.5. Now, some books might be offering only +1. If it's +1, you don't tease a six-point teaser with it. If you're going to tease a team that's +1, it's okay, but you need to tease it a full 6.5 points. You don't want to pay for a 6.5-point teaser unless you're getting something out of it extra. So if you're going to have to tease a 6.5-point teaser with the Giants, I would also tease it with the Chargers, where you're picking up half of the 3. So that way the Chargers would be the next best to tease on 6.5. Last one are Broncos, +2.5 to 8.5. Now, one thing we did that's a little unusual, normally you don't tease a 3-point dog. Mm-hmm. So we're teasing the Giants from +3 to +9, but that's because it's not really a straight +3. If you look at the prices offshore right now, there's some 2.5s. It's moving to 3. So, but there are 2.5s and 3s. And actually, earlier this morning, it was a little closer to 2.5. And so that's actually marginal now. But if you have a game that is where half the books are +2.5, minus, you know, even money, and some of them are +3, -120, you can tease that at +2.5 or +3. That becomes a good play. But if the market moves all the way to -3, or mostly 3, and it looks like that is between the time I sent you this and the market has moved against me a little bit. So I don't think I would bet the Giants plus three right now.
Let me step in
and
here.
And then the Dolphins, you look at, sorry?
Yeah, let me just ask a question. Well, you'll finish your Dolphins, and then I'll ask a question here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, Dolphins are just a plain plus three. Fairly even plus three. In fact, a little more on the side of, you know, three minus 115. So Dolphins are a clear pass. You don't normally tease plus three unless you're, if you end up getting it at a two teamer at 110, you could tease 3-point dogs, but those are very scarce now.
For me, just the practical, and thank you for relating this to week one specific examples. But, you know, we just got a tweet, but randomly before the segment, Lawrence Carter, appears that MGM Nevada is not offering teasers on the NFL. So, like, just, you can't even find them there. This is the real issue with these, right? Like, these are, as the years go on, these are becoming less and less available. What does the landscape look like to you, generally?
Well, you're right. They're scarcer. I had the same problem. I sent money to MGM just to bet teasers and, like, no teasers. But the other option you have two other options. You have paperheads, which are, you know, black market bookies, you know, it's a whole nother economy. The other thing you can try, which I've dabbled with, is going to Kalshi and putting in an offer. So you do a synthetic teaser. You do an alternate spread for two teams as a combo, and you do the price you're going to offer and see if anyone matches it. And I've seen some things that are not quite as good as I would see with the green prices I showed you, but you can still, there's still people who are going to try to take these.
So again, broadly, the main takeaway here, what I'm getting also is just this notion of long teasers that we have. And again, long teasers, even the best long teaser legs, the three that we traditionally talk about, 1.5 point dogs, 2.5 point dogs, either home or road, home favorites of 7.5, between 7.5 and 8.5, even those were total sensitive. But what I am gleaning here, even beyond, right, there's some stuff you're not giving us, which is that our teaser minds should be expanded, that what we thought to be true in the past no longer is. Is that fair?
Yeah, yes. But I have a question for you. Did you say they were total sensitive?
Teasers back in the day? Yes. The Wong legs.
So
yes.
I disagree with that.
Oh, okay.
I actually broke it down on high totals and low totals, and they perform about the same.
Interesting.
So if a total is 55, you play it the same as if a total is 36.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting because we've had this conversation the past couple of years of, hey, the old Stanford Wong rules, we kind of did throw out a little bit because the totals have gone up, so we thought that didn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Interesting to hear doesn't matter basically at all.
Now,
and intuitively, it makes sense that you should throw out high totals. If it's a high total, points should be worth less, but it doesn't change the outcome like you think it would. So the data rejects my intuition, and we go with the data.
Now, Elihu, before you go, because we only have 30 seconds here, but to the people out there who think this can't be true, right? There are other experts on sports betting who are like, none of this. What would you say to them? And we know one or two personally, but what would you say to them?
Don't believe me. Get the data and look at it yourself.
Don't believe him. Get the data and look at it yourself. Elihu Foystel, everybody. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter at D_Foystel. That's FEUSTEL. Again, his latest book, which is available everywhere, is entitled Beyond the Odds, Efficient Market Theory and Tools of Warfare for the Modern Sports Bettor. Elihu Foystel. Elihu, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There it is. There's a picture of the book cover as well. He was kind
Great
enough to
stuff,
come on with
always.
That last year. We'll recap all the bets next on A Numbers Game right here at VSiN.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The wait is finally over. College football and NFL are officially underway. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams. Sign up now. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and you can get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, we have some news to share. Breaking news. What do you got?
Oh, boy, we do. We have news. I love news that's sort of news that's, like, not right. News, but news.
Breaking in quotes.
Right, exactly. Okay, yeah. So Sam Darnold updates. First from Adam Schefter. This is about 20 minutes ago at this point. Darnold underwent MRI on his hip this morning that team doctors are still reviewing to determine how much time he will miss. It is expected to be some, but for now the team believes it, as one source described, quote, dodged a bullet.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, for me and Rappaport, that just came down 10 minutes ago. Sam Darnold expected to miss week two, but should be back, quote, sooner than later.
That sounds like Rappaport. Just I gotta say something.
I don't know. I actually thought Schefter's was worse, but okay.
Like, no, I think Schefter's at least gives us an idea that it's going to be multiple games.
Well, at least Rappaport tells us for sure week two.
Yeah, but that's obvious based on Schefter's. These guys are ridiculous,
right? Right. Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Again, not a lawyer here. Ask Sia Najad. I don't know where we're at with the legal process with Josh Jacobs. Pleads no contest to misdemeanor battery criminal charges to property today. It's the entire update I have for you. I have no idea what that means for upcoming games.
We get tweets, beating the book, and right. Randy ain't bothered by nothing. Love him. Talking about Randy McKay. It's true. He's probably not bothered at all. Patrick Kelly. Always an incredible hour with Crackman. Thank you. Where on the Ohio River was he? I grew up on the Ohio River. Oh, I probably should ask him. Auburnist, just curious, but will Crack be able to keep getting those limits, or will they eventually back him off? Well, Auburnist, he even said himself,
yeah,
even if he loses, he may not continue to get those limits. Like, there kind of is no rhyme or reason sometimes for this stuff. James, week to week is basically what it is. J&J watering hole. Bill, oh, he's talking about Billy. How much if you had to, oh, he's quoting me. He says, Bill, how much if you had to guess? His answer, it's a lot. The answer without answering. Get him, Bill. Stringfellow Hawk, I picture Crackman riding all over the state of Pennsylvania in a rental Kia. That's so bleeping awesome. There's the Lawrence Carter tweet once again. Appears that MGM Nevada is not offering teasers on NFL. This is how quickly this situation develops. Elihu contacted me earlier in the week, all jazzed up about talking about teasers, and then literally from yesterday to today, teasers disappeared in some spots.
Took them off the board. Yeah, that's incredible.
Civil Pink. I have learned the hard way about online blackjack. Unfortunately, you need to play at least $25 tables. It weeds out the riffraff. Brad Bowers, Australia, it's spring break. No school. My bad.
Oh, all the kids get to go. Good.
That's there. There, you cracked the code. Thank you, Brad Bowers. Kumbets, I was in South Point last week. I saw a guy hitting hard 18, 19, and 20 at a table. Come on. 20.
What is that?
That's a good
Austin
one.
Austin Powers, I like to live dangerously.
Blue sky and sunshine. Can you help Crack better understand sentence structure and using the word scene? Hey, look, man. That's part of his charm.
That's right.
Part of his charm, man. Come on. Dell Mind the Gap Radio. While covering spreads for 30 years, I don't think I've ever seen Miami minus 61, total 65 versus Florida A&M. Crazy line. That is crazy. A minus 61 spread and a 65 total.
Yeah, I am staring at, I'm trying to find the most absurd on my board, 50, but the worst one I can find is 60, Miami laying 60, total 65 and a half.
Still.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Giuseppe,
go Rattlers.
Giuseppe Berta. So crazy, Elihu Foistel is on a numbers game today. I've spent a lot of hours on teaser research after his appearance last year.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to find out if I'm on the right track with all the findings. Well, good on you for doing your own stuff too. Yeah, with
absolutely.
It.
I'm glad you just said that.
Ice Goon. One day we took Grandma to a Vegas casino and played blackjack. She had a 14. Dealer had a 5 showing. Told her to stay. Grandma said she had to take a card since she was losing. She wouldn't listen and took a card. A 10. Busted. Everyone stayed. Dealer popped a 5 for 20, killing the table.
Yep.
Gordon Dye. Gil, you can still move the line at MGM any way you want, which is better in most cases than a straight teaser. Just do it under spreads link. Yeah. But they did remove the entire teaser part. DPAC48. So you actually can parlay all lines up to an extra 11 points and as many teams as you want to get plus odds, and you can use hooks or varying numbers to get over key numbers on individual games on MGM, which might be better than a standard long or long teaser.
Okay, glad that got tweeted in. Yep. Worth pointing out.
Yes.
I know Zach Cohen does a lot of manipulating on MGM with those kind of things, manipulating sides. I also hope, you brought up doing your own research. I think two big things that we took away from, when was Joe Pita on? Last week with us?
Can't remember.
Pita talking about manufacturing the closing line value using prediction markets,
yep.
And then Elihu just talking about how you can kind of manufacture your own teaser sides, too. This is kind of all the same thing.
Yeah. More time spent on the prediction market. Yeah. Old guy, get off my lawn. Could you please post a clip of the teaser segment to Twitter so those of us listening on iHeart can see the numbers you were speaking about? It's a good call.
Will do.
Jim Shogren, great teaser info. I miss the early 80s where two team 6-point teasers were even money. Damn. Yeah, those days are long gone. And Fred Courier, thanks for an awesome Thursday. See you both soon. Well, I'll tell you what, Fred Courier, it was an awesome Thursday. It's going to be an awesome Friday because tomorrow not only is it Fezzik Fridays with Steve Fezzik, who got way too many mentions on the show today, by the way, for my taste. My bad. Chris Velika, the Bear, with all of his plays from Fox Sports, but the return, the triumphant return of Dr. Bob talking NFL with us tomorrow on the show. Expect a little more applause from you, Kelly.
Okay. So I was just making notes somewhere
trying to be
about
dramatic.
That. And I was thinking about how we could have a dramatic Bob Returns open, but I don't think Rob's going to be able to turn that around in 24
hours. Pioneer.
Something I should have thought of a week ago.
He prefers legend.
It's good to have. It'd be good to have Bob back on for
He's
sure.
Like, you know, Gil, I said that one time, and you just won't lose. You just won't let go of it. I'm like, yeah, because it was an epic moment.
My prediction is he comes in very bubbly in a sunshiny mood as always.
He called me and did like literally. He's like, hey, call me back. So I called him back. I said, hey, Bob. He launched into 10 minutes on the Kansas City Chiefs before
really?
I even get.
Really?
Oh, it's incredible. He was so excited about it. So maybe I'll ask him to do the Chiefs thing, but he's going to give a pick for sure tomorrow on the show. Okay.
Can't wait.
Tennis plays today again. Two women's semis tonight at the U.S. Open. Elena Rybakina, Coco Gauff, over 22.5 games. Jessie Pegula, Arina Sabalenka, over 22. Simple, straightforward. There you go. Let's go, Jessie. Let's go. I'd love to see her win a major. Someone worth $9 billion to win a tennis major.
11 point something. Don't short her.
My bad.
Don't short the Pegulas.
My bad. By the way, we didn't update the September wins in baseball. It does not look good all of a sudden. The Red Sox and Blue Jays refuse to beat the teams they're supposed to. Red Sox lose to the Angels again. Blue Jays lose to the Athletics again last night. So this is not looking good. Mm. All of a sudden, where we were trending great, and now the Red Sox and Blue Jays are both two wins behind the leader. Or the leaders. I think it's a leader, right? The Dodgers' sole possession of the lead. Red Sox 28-1 most wins in September. Blue Jays plus 23-25 most wins in September. They got to get off the schneid there. And then NFL season longs, Caleb Williams passing yards 20-1. Passing yards leader, I should say, 20-1. Nick Benito, defensive player of the year, 14-1. And Niners in action tonight. I have them over 9.5 wins on the season. As far as tonight, Niners plus 3.5. Didn't get the best of it. It's 4 now. But Niners plus 3.5 in Melbourne, Australia, where it is not a school night. Over 100,000 are supposed to be there on Friday morning.
Can't wait. Can't wait to watch it. I do have one bet tonight, but I am avoiding side in total, and I don't imagine. I'm never going to count anything out live, but I have a feeling I'm sitting on the sidelines for this one. I'm tailing Nick Whalen, though. Tailing Whalen. That should definitely be a segment.
Midland building. Tailing Whalen.
I'm Tailing Whalen. Christian McCaffrey over 4.5 receptions. I do like that one with the banged up receiving core for the Niners. And then week one bets real quick. Bucks, Bengals under 51.5. Jags, Jets teaser already for me. Jags, Texans teaser. Kyler Murray, 25 plus rushing yards. Tailing Matt Brown on that. Cowboys laying 2.5. Broncos plus 3, 120.
Nice job. Kelly Bidlin
Zachary
all over the
Cohen
place.
On the show earlier
Zach
today.
Cohen on the show earlier today. 49ers plus 4 tonight in Melbourne. Titans, money line versus the Jets. Speaking of the Jets, he's got Geno Smith to throw a pick at minus 103. And then the Colts, Alec Pierce, over 44.5 receiving yards from Zachary Cohen. He also had a few college football. He added a third. Cal plus 3.5. Iowa State plus 14.5. And Arizona State was the late ad at plus 14.5. Zach firing every which way on college football as well. Do you have anybody else with picks today? I'm not sure if we did.
No, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, right, I was going to say. That's it.
Could have helped you out there.
That's all right. You just leave me hanging. Yeah. You were very chatty with Elihu. That's one of your favorite guests ever.
I I love whenever we have Elu on.
Yeah.
You know, I love betting teasers, and it's usually we're having teaser conversations with him. And most of the conversations around teasers these days have just turned into, you can't bet them, you've been priced out of it by books, or the books are taking them down.
That dude has had more influence on me than anybody. Seriously.
Yep.
Sports betting perspective. And all out of the kindness of his heart, writing newsletters and moderating forums. Amazing. Amazing guy. We've done all we can do. Prop Points is next with John Hansen. Enjoy.